Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now where the message is already in progress.
God didn't tell you to do that when you know that's get on your wife's last nerve, but the Lord told me to do it. Over spiritualizing. Alrighty then. Alright, let me get out of here. Let me get some Bible. Jeremiah 6:4 says, look what God says. Prepare war against her. Look at this. And let us attack at noon. That's not my right verse. I need verse 14. What is that? I need Jeremiah 6:14. That's why I still got my leaves up here. Now, I don't let this stuff. That's just a typo. I didn't put the one in front of the four. That's all that is. Jeremiah, Isaiah. Isaiah's right behind Jeremiah. I got my Bible right here. I don't know. It's okay. It's all right. That's a little typo. I'm good, y'all. I put it on there. Jeremiah, they fix it for me? It's on there now? No, that's not the right one. That's the one that's coming up next. That's next. That's the Message paraphrase. I want English Standard Version. All right. It's right here. Verse 14. English Standard. There it is. They have healed. I'm coming there, though. Would you take it down for a second? I'm coming there, but it's right here. English Standard says, they have healed the wound of my people. Come on, look at it. They have healed. Listen to it, rather. They have healed the wound of my people lightly. Look what it says. Saying, here, listen, don't miss this. Saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. This is what God is saying. God is rebuking the people of God because here they're saying that it's peace. They're saying everything is good. All is well when it's not well. They're saying everything is okay when it's not okay. They're just saying peace, peace. Let me break it down another further. Now give it to me in the Message paraphrase. It said, my people are broken. They're shattered. And they just put on band-aids. Saying it's not so bad. They'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. In other words, some of us saying, oh, I'm doing good. I'm okay. We do this in our marriage. We do this in our home. We say, oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm okay. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. We just sit because I don't want to start nothing. I don't want to. And all we're doing is band-aiding the problem, saying peace, peace. That's what Jeremiah said. You're just saying peace, peace when there is no peace. And so oftentimes we do this when we walk through relationships and we have even our attitude with God. We're walking around with an attitude with God because things aren't going the way they want. We're still going through all the motion. But yet and still, we're not flowing the way that God desires us to do. But here, let me tell you about the attitudes of a peacemaker. Let me run through this. What the attitudes of peacemakers is. A peacemaker knows that they could have handled things better. I want to talk to you about a peacemaker. Regardless of, you could be 99% wrong. Let me talk about a peacemaker. You could be 99% right. But when an individual is hurt or offended, a peacemaker has an attitude to say, you know what? I could have handled it better. I'm not going to say that I was wrong because I wasn't wrong. I'm 99% right. But you know what? I could have handled it better. That's maturity. But some of us are so stuck on ourselves. We can't even find no wrong. We can't even find even our reaction. But I'm going to act like that because of what you said. I only did that because if you would have did that, I would have did that. No, that's not how the attitude of a peacemaker said, no matter what has happened, you know what? I could have handled things better. Maybe I shouldn't have responded that way. Maybe it wasn't the right time for me to bring that up. Maybe I wasn't in the right space. This is how I deal. That's why I deal with conflicts. That's how I deal with individuals. Because here, I don't always got to be right. I can find even some wrong or some fault. I can find something that, hey, I could have did things better. But at the end of the day, let's still deal with the issue. Let me keep on going. Oh, Proverbs 13:10 says, pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. Pride leads to conflict. And when you can't never, this is speaking to the person that's never wrong about nothing. You can't even see what you did in the situation. You can only see your side. You're going to see your feelings. You wasn't there. You don't know how that made me feel. No, I'm not. I didn't do anything wrong. I'll never apologize. I'll never say I'm sorry. No, because you should have never did what you did when you did it. But maturity says, you know what? I could have did things better. All righty then. Let me get out of here. All right. So I need to be able to be honest. I need to be able to be honest with the situation. Being real. Real deal. I'm not telling you to brush your hurt under the table. All I'm saying is for reconciliation, put your hurt on the shelf until we're reconciled, and then we'll deal with our hurt. Oh, come on. I'm talking to my married folk and people want to do things right. That's all I'm saying is, it's always, come on, we'll tear a whole house up because you hurt my feelings. Yeah. We're going to deal with my feelings in a second. It's taking us some time to get there now. We got 16 years on the book just for nothing. You know, we're taking some time to get there. What we know. Let's say, Kobe, I want to talk about it right now. Say, come on, baby, let's talk. I want to talk about it right now. Anybody ever got a gone now? Come on here. Anytime you get a gone now, gone now, gone now. You need to take your gone now. And I've learned to take my gone now. Or I'll be like, nah, it's not good. I can know when I'm not ready to deal with something. Like, okay, I'm good. Let's deal with it later. Let's talk about it later. But no, let's talk about it now. I want to talk now. 6 hours later. The whole house tore up because you just gotta get your point across. Yeah, I don't like this one. It's okay though, but I'm getting on it. I gotta get my here. You know why our feelings are so hurt? Because our ego. The proverb writer says where pride is, there's conflict. Here's just how Jesus told us to deal with situations. Matthew 7:3. He says, why do you seek peace? That is, he said, why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Jesus said, how is it that you keep on calling me out about something and you got this big old log in your eye, but none of us know I don't never do anything. I ain't said nothing. I don't see how you said it. I don't see how you did it like that. I don't understand anything. Oh man, y'all. Verse 5. I'm gonna get out of here. Matthew 7:5 said, you hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye. Then see, you'll be able to see clearly. And he said, take a speck out of your brother's eye. Lord have mercy. Come on, take a moment and digress. Take a moment and look at the situation. Oh, maybe because this bothers you. Maybe I'm being unrealistic right now. Maybe I'm being insensitive right now. Maybe I'm being oversensitive right now. Maybe I'm being ungrateful right now. Oh, but the peacemaker has an attitude. Maybe I could have did things differently. Oh, a peacemaker has self-control. Somebody say self-control. Oh, you can't be a peacemaker and you don't have no self-control. Oh, James 1:19 said, know this, my brothers, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, be slow to speak, and slow to anger. It speaks to self-control. Lord have mercy. Let me talk to you about the actions of a peacemaker. Oh, peacemakers, this is going to bless you. Peacemakers play offense. Peacemakers play offense. Peacemakers make the first move. Peacemakers don't run from trouble, avoid trouble, appease trouble. Peacemakers go to the trouble. I ain't saying nothing till they say something to me. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't, you ain't saying nothing bad. I ain't gonna say, hey, how you gonna be married in the house and you in the marriage for house and y'all don't talk in 5 years? Y'all don't turn into glorified roommates. And here, I ain't saying nothing. You wanna say he's sorry? I ain't saying nothing. You still cooking, still doing all this, but won't sit down and deal with the conflict. But peacemakers play offense. Let me get out of here. Lord have mercy. Y'all not gonna invite me back. Can I tell you here that Mark 11:25, look what it says. And whenever you stand praying, look how God is so serious about us playing offense. He said, whenever you stand praying, you praying, you worshiping me. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. What it says, leave it, let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings, let them drop. He said, if you're standing in front of me and you got something against your brother, he said, get that right before you come talk to me. God is so serious about playing offense. So I hear you. I don't got a problem with nobody. They don't like me because I'm who I am. Because the anointing on my life. Because I'm bold and beautiful. And they don't like me. Okay, I got a scripture for you too. Come on, get your pen out. Come on, come on. Can you share before you go? You finna go. Get this verse real quick and get it to your cousin them. Hurry up. Look at Matthew 5 because you don't bother nobody. And everybody just got a problem with you. Look at Matthew 5:23. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, And while you're there offering your gift, and remember that your brother has something against you. You don't got a problem. They got the problem. But as you're at the altar with your gift, look what he says, verse 24, leave your gift. He didn't say take the offering now. He said leave it. You ought to touch your neighbor. You ought to leave the gift now. He says, either leave the gift there before the altar and go. God said, get out of my presence and go get it right. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. He said, in other words, he said, you come and you worshiping me. You come and you honor me. What good is you singing all these songs, preaching all these messages? You doing whatever you do in the kingdom of God. What good is that? And here it is. You got hatred in your heart. You can't stand one another. He says, God said, a peacemaker plays offense. I can't come on. We practice in our home, and I know I'm being relational today because it's about relationships. We're in our home. I can do something, say something, get smart, or just the way that I say. And my wife had to teach me this. I said, well, I'm saying, I'm not cussing you out. I'm not slamming doors. I'm not doing any of that. She said, Kobe, you got a look that can cut right through. You don't got to say anything, but the way you look and the way you just cut your eye. Oh, come on, y'all gotta go talk to me here. And I'm like, because that's why I'm standing on that. I ain't cussing at you. I ain't doing none of that. But what your problem is? All I did was look at you. She said, that's the problem. That's that look. And so I had to learn that I can't be around here trying to work for God. And here it is. I'm doing things against the word of God. Y'all gotta go help me talk in here. Oh, and we wonder where the missing piece is. Let me get out of here. Y'all don't like me. But here, look what this man of God said. I'm going to invite him next Sunday. Look at this man of God say, maturity is knowing that I can't be right with God, but wrong with you. And a clap, a clap. Some more claps. They're spattering there. Okay, there we go. Fatigate. Baker's name. Maturity. I should have put somebody else's name on there. Y'all would be like, ooh, yeah, that's good. Maturity is knowing that I can't be right with God and wrong with you. That's what maturity is. 1 John 4:20 says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen and cannot love God whom he has not seen. How in the world can you say you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and you hate your brother? Somebody lying. Romans 12:20. Oh, to the contrary, if your enemy hunger, somebody say, make the first move. I said, somebody say, make the first move. Peacemakers play offense. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Oh, let me get out of here. Peacemakers deal with, I told you, I'm glad y'all dance. I'm so glad you danced. So glad you did. Peacemakers deal with conflict early. Oh, I wish a Baptist preacher was here. He just say, peacemakers deal with conflict early. deal with conflict early. Proverbs 17:14 says, look at this. The beginning of strife is as when water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop the contention before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out. In other words, peacemakers deal with it early. It's just a little crack. It's just a little drip. It's just a little bit. It's just a little thing. Just one little sly comment. One little misunderstanding. One thing that may not even been a misunderstanding, but that's the way I viewed it. One little thing, but we don't deal with it. We just let it go and we just let it fester and we don't do anything with it. But the proverb writer said, deal with it early before it breaks out. Anybody ever let some things go? It don't make any sense for me to go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you got cancer. And I say, oh, you know, time heals all wounds. It'll get better by and by. No, we don't. That doesn't make any sense anywhere else. If something is wrong, the longer I wait, the worse it gets. But when it comes to my relationships in the kingdom of God, I just let it go and let it go and let it go. But no, my friend, that's not what God has called me to do. God has said, deal with it early. I'm not telling you to be a headhunter. I'm not telling you just to go and just deal with everything. Some things don't deserve your attention. Some things don't deserve your consideration. Oh, but if it's an awe, if it's a wedge, if it's something coming between me and my brother, a peacemaker deals with it early and say, maybe I'm missing. Let me give you my little trade secrets. I told you this before. Maybe I'm misunderstanding this wrong. Maybe I'm seeing this wrong. Maybe I just didn't hear you clearly. But what happened that other day, that thing really kind of got to me. And maybe I'm just being a little sensitive right now. Maybe I'm a little immature right now. But you mind if we talk through this right now? You see, I'm putting it all on me because we need to deal with it, because I'm not going to sit up here and act like nothing ever happened. And we just going to not be speaking for 6 months. And we're not going to talk to each other. The devil is a lie. And this is why we don't have no faith in the kingdom of God. This is why the church look like it's frail. It's why the church is like it's impotent. That's why they talk about us in the world. Say, I'm not going in there. Oh, no, but when we get it together, oh, can I tell you, how can two walk together except we be? Let me get out of here. Lord, have mercy. I'm just talking about the Beatitudes. We'll talk about stuff another time later. Oh, my God. Whatever it is, we in conflict. 1 Peter 3:7. I got to rush y'all. 1 Peter 3:7 said, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel. Now, I'm not better. God called her weaker. Since y'all don't even like that. I ain't hear nothing. I heard Lady Dollar General again. Lady Dollar General over there. I say, this is it. No, we closed. I say, since here's the point I want. since they are heirs with you in the grace of life, look at this, so that your prayers may not be hindered. God is so, I just read it in Matthew. I read it in Mark. If you had the altar, don't go get it right with your brother before you come talk to me. Look what he says here. He says, and Peter's telling us as husbands dealing with our wife, I can't be nasty to my wife. I can't be nasty to my covenant partner and then expect God to hear my prayer. My prayers are being hindered. Wow. My prayers are being hindered. Peacemakers, listen to this. I'm getting there. Peacemakers, focus on the hurt. Did I miss God on this? Did I miss God on this? Is this okay? This is a good message. All right. Normally that's when y'all supposed to start clapping and stuff whenever I say something like that. But then I guess I did because I was like, okay, there we go. All right. Thank y'all so much. Peacemakers focus on the hurt. Philippians 2:4. Let each one of you, look at it. Look at the text. Let each of you not only, look at this. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. I love this because when we having conflict, when we're dealing with someone and y'all are having a misunderstanding, it's my responsibility to look not just at my interest, not to be self-absorbed, not just to be want what I want, but to look. That word look literally means to pay careful attention to. Look literally means here in the original, literally means to focus. So it's something that you're saying to me that I need to be able to pay close attention to because you hurt somewhere. I don't care how they act. I don't care how mean they are, how loud they get, how much they cuss, how much they fuss. If somebody is acting like that, they're hurt. So it's my responsibility as a peacemaker to find out where the hurt is. Not to correct you, not to try to change you, not to try to prove that I'm right, but to try to find where the hurt is. All right, I hurt you when I said that. You know what? I'll never say that again. I was only thinking about myself. I apologize. Give me another chance. Will you give me another chance not to go that way again? I got to focus on the hurt. But we can be at odds and just be mad and just act like nothing never goes on. But the Roman writer from Romans 15:2, this is topical. I'm just trying to show you how we ought to be peacemakers. He says, for we must bear the burden and being considerate of the doubts and the fears of others. Oh, I had to learn this. Just because something doesn't bother me, I shouldn't look down on somebody else because it bothers them. But no, as a believer, the strong ought to bear the infirmity of the week, because I'm a child of God. You can be all nervous about something. I said, what kind of guy am I? What are you doing? What are you talking about? You shouldn't be upset about that. That got you mad? You still talking about that? But no, as a child of God, as peacemakers, we understand we got to be able to do what we need to do. 1 Peter 3:11 says, let him turn away. I'm giving you scripture. You got to go back and look at these. 1 Peter 3, it's all in your Bible. It's sprinkled all through your Bible. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Look at this. Let him seek peace. Somebody say seek. Seek means it's not easy to find. Let me seek peace and pursue it. Let me go. I'm skip that. Peacemakers, here it is. This is good. And I'm not even going to read the scriptures. I'm just going to give you the point. Peacemakers don't camp on their rights. I got the right. 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 Peacemakers don't camp on their rights. Philippians 2 talks about 2-7, talks about Christ. He said, let this mind be in us, was also in Christ Jesus. It speaks to the fact that Jesus emptied himself. The theologians call it the kenosis, the way he emptied of himself. He didn't hang on to his rights. He didn't hang on to his position, but he emptied himself that he can get something to us. Now, if Jesus can empty himself of his power, empty himself of his omnipotence as relates to his omnipresence, rather, if he can limit himself and empty himself and come and put on a body like you and I, you mean to tell me that I can't come off of my rights? I do deserve an apology. I am entitled to an apology. But if you never apologize, I can't stand there forever because you won't apologize. I can't stand here forever. You may never come back. You may never come back around. You may never see it my way. But the peacemaker say, you know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm gonna leave off my rights. And I'm saying, you don't never got to speak to me again. You never got to talk to me again. This what I'm doing right here is not for you. It's for me. Oh, come on here, my friend. I'm trying to tell you. Thank you very much. Let me get out of here. I'm skipping all the way through. I was going to give y'all some practical things about conflict resolution. I'll give it to you another time. Praise team took all my time. They thought they were singing a concert or something today. I'm not exactly sure. They're going to be live at the Ritz on next week or something. I'm not sure. They took all my little time going down the street. And then the praise just came. And every dance, I just saw my little time evaporating. Oh, there's another verse. I got to go. So, regardless of the fact that I was over there saying, go, come on, go, get it, hit it, come on, get it, hit it. The Bible says, look, I gotta go. I'm having time. I gotta go. Look, the apprehending of peace. This is good to me. We've talked about the attitudes of the peacemakers, the actions of the peacemakers. Now look at the apprehending of peace. God, one of his names is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Look at how pregnant this definition is. The Lord is peace. The Lord sends peace. Look at this. God's welfare, his good. Look at this. God's health. It means wholeness. It means favor. It means perfect and full and prosperity. Jehovah Shalom. This is what God says that he's about. He wants this in our life. He's Jehovah Shalom. Oh, that where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. God, he is the peace originator. Oh, the scripture says that God is not the author. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says he's not the author of confusion. Oh, but he's an author of peace. He's a progenitor of peace. And God said, I desire for there to be peace, my friend. Oh, Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born. Oh, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. He is. Oh, this is how we apprehend peace. We apprehend peace when we grab a hold of him. Oh, come on. I know that this is lofty. And I know this is challenging. This has been a challenging series. Oh, talking about all of these beatitudes, but that's what God has called us to do, not just to meander through life, not just to say I'm saved and I'm satisfied, but know there's some things that I need to know and some things I am to do. And if I want to apprehend peace, I got to go after him. I got to go after him with all that, every ounce of strength I have. And when I get more of him, I'll get more peace. Yes sir, I will. Galatians 5:22 says, oh, but the fruit of the spirit is love, the fruit of the spirit is joy, the fruit of the spirit is, oh, it's peace. Come on, y'all. The fruit of the spirit is peace. I already got it. That's all Pastor Kobe trying to tell you. I already got everything I need when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my personal Savior. Peace was a part of the package. I already got peace in my heart. I already got peace in my mind. Oh, Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know all the plans that I have towards you, declares the Lord. Plans of welfare. Oh, plans of peace. Oh, to give you a future and a hope. Y'all are going to help me here. I'm trying to apprehend my peace. I'm trying to be a peacemaker. When I grab a hold of him, he'll give me all the things that I need that I can be able to carry to every situation and every relationship, and I can bring about some peace. Oh, somebody put your hands together. Give God some praise right there. I'm getting ready to roll up out of here. I got my plane on the runway. I see the lights are flashing, and now it's time to go. I'm getting ready to taxi up out of here. But just before I go, I want to take that peace. It belongs to me. And see, the missing piece is the fact when I make the Lord the Lord of my life, I don't have to have the missing piece. Nothing will be missing. Nothing will be broken. Look at Ephesians 2:13. It said, but now in Christ Jesus, he said, you who have once afar off have been brought near by the blood. It was the blood that brought me near to him. I can apprehend peace because of the blood. Because he spilled his blood, now I can come boldly before the throne of grace. Ephesians 2:14 said, he said, for he himself is our peace. Y'all ain't gonna help me preaching here. I say Jesus is our peace. I'm trying to tell you, but because I apprehended him, because I got a new attitude, because now I got some new action, now I am the ambassador for peace. I heard Jesus say in verse 9, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. They shall be called the sons of God. So how will the world know that we are Christians? How will the world know that we're children of the Most High God? Because I'm a peacemaker. He said, I'm blessed. He said, I'm favored when I'm a peacemaker. And the world will say, you know, that's a child of God, because they're not stuck in their feeling. You know, that's a child of God, because they know their good is not good enough. They know that's a child of God, because they hungry and thirst after righteousness. Can I tell you, that's a child of God, because they're showing mercy. The world will say that's a child of God, because they're walking in mercy, they're walking in love, and now they're peacemakers. I got to roll up out of here, y'all. But just before I do, I heard David say in Psalm 85:10, look at this. He says, steadfast love and faithfulness, they meet. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. He said, righteousness
in peace. Kiss one another. Lord have mercy. Only the pure in heart shall see God. That speaks of righteousness. Righteousness and peace. Have kiss one another. When I'm pure in heart, I have a love affair with some peace. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. He said righteousness and peace have kiss one another. So I got to learn how to walk in what I receive. Where is the missing piece? The missing piece is here. I'm doing what God have called me to do. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in peace. So I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for peace. I'm not trying to get a big old title. I'm not trying for somebody to call me this and to call me that. Can I tell you that I'm an ambassador? Last time, y'all, maybe not, but I heard Paul say in 2 Corinthians 5:18, he said, all of this is from God, who through Christ, look at this, reconciled us to himself and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. Will you get in your ministry? Come on, Facebook, will you get in your ministry? Will you do your ministry? Will you work the work of the one that sent you? Because it's the Lord that has given us a ministry. It's the Lord that said, I called you out to put you back in, the way you can love, the way you can serve, the way you can give. Verse 19 said, that is, Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespass against them, but entrusting to us. God has trusted us to be a messenger of reconciliation. The Lord is counting on you. He counting on you on that job. Not for you to be praying and say, God, get me off this job. But no, he's counting on you to be a minister of reconciliation. The Lord is counting on you in your marriage, not to be mad, not to hold a grudge, not to bury the hatchet and leave the handle out of ground. You gonna bury the hatchet, Miss Pepper say, you can bury the hatchet, but leave the handle out of the ground. But I'm gonna bury the hatchet, and I'm gonna be a peacemaker, because the Lord has called me to let my light so shine, so I can give him some glory. I heard Jesus say, he said, peace I leave you, not as the world is given. But I'm going to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. I got peace with God, so I got the peace of God. I want some peace when my mind is racing. He'll give me a peace that just doesn't make any sense. I should be worried. I should be crying. I should be defeated. I should be depressed. I should be despondent. But I got a peace that will invade my mind. I got a peace that's gonna wrap me and hold me. The world look like it's going to hell in the handbasket, but he will keep us in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on him. Last time for real, I heard Isaiah say, have thou not known, have thou not heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faint him not, neither is he weary, but they that wait upon the Lord, he will, I feel my granddaddy, y'all, he will, he'll renew our strength, like the eagles. You ought to drop down and get your eagle on. He'll renew my strength, like the eagle. I'll be able to run and not get weary. I'll be able to walk and not faint, because the Lord has made me a peacemaker. I got the missing piece. I got the missing link. Come on, y'all, to give him some praise right there. I got it. I got the missing piece. I got it. I got the missing piece. I'm not going to avoid it. I'm not going to appease people.
Thank you for listening to Truth and Love Ministries. Located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Under the loving leadership of Pastors Colby and Camilla Nesbitt. Join us for our Sunday morning worship experience at 9 and 11:15 a.m. We would also love to see you at our Triple Play Thursday, which is our midweek worship experience, kicking off at 12 noon, corporate prayer at 6 p.m., and concluding with a powerful teaching and walk through the Word at 7 p.m. follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Truth and Love Jax. For more information, call us at 904-683-9843. Again, 904-683-9843.